This is episode number 2011 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, July 15th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It is time for the Who Cares News with Morgan.
Well, Britney Spears has had her day in court. There would be more.
Oh, there's going to be plenty.
A pivotal day in court. I just like to say that word sometimes.
Pivotal?
Yesterday, her petition to hire her own lawyer, it was granted.
Right. And we thought that was going to happen.
I think that's good.
That's great. Yeah.
I think the judge would be too afraid to do otherwise with all the pressure. There was probably
Britney pressure.
People outside.
Lots
and
of pressure
trying to
going
break
on.
The doors. Yeah. As we reported earlier, Matthew Rosengart, power attorney to the stars, will be representing Britney going forward. Now, this is the first time in a 13-year conservatorship that she's been able to choose her counsel.
This is the first time I believe she's been able to choose anything in 13 years.
They've always appointed her an attorney, which is just a bunch of crap.
Yeah, and it's usually just it's like a defense attorney. It's like what do they call it? The public defender. Yeah, so it's just somebody that can't get a job at the district attorney's office.
Well, her
I think those are the worst lawyers ever, I'm sure.
But her mama actually made a pitch last
week. She made a pitch last week.
To
and
let her
all
do
of this is
going to
now come out in court, because that's where it all has to come out. All those allegations. But you know what? It's got to chap Jamie Spears Hyde to pay Matthew Rosengart and write a check out of the estate. Because I guarantee it's like, it's not cheap.
Well, unless he transfers funds, he'll probably lick the check or something like that.
Matthew, handle it only with latex gloves.
Yes, use gloves.
And have a mask on before you cash the check. And warn the people at the bank, too. Okay? He's licked it.
This is like a chip in the surface.
Oh, yeah. I think the dam is going
to
come bursting open. I really do.
Well, Brittany has said she wants to file a formal complaint against her dad.
See, this is where you shouldn't do business with your family.
Right.
No, I mean, seriously. Now, I mean, I think maybe at first he was probably, you know.
Oh, it probably started out nice and innocent.
Like, I got to take care of my daughter. She's ill. Yeah. She was ill.
She was.
You know, and I'm sure she has lingering effects, or, you know,
well,
she stays on her meds.
It sounds like
fine,
she has an illness, illness.
Yeah, it's obvious.
And it needs medication. Right. And as long as there's medication taken responsibly,
she should be able to be part of her own matters.
But I say monitor the levels. Okay.
Yeah, right.
That's fair. If by chance something happens, because there are times, if it is what I think it is, you can take your medicine responsibly. But there's things in the body sometimes that might go a little off kilter and that might create symptoms. So it might not always be her fault.
But
it
here's the deal.
Fault. Who knows? But if the symptoms go wacky, then their little thing can step in and say, okay, this is what needs to happen until she's right as rain again.
What's the big deal if she spends all her own damn money?
There's not one.
All of the money that this conservatorship for 13 years has not been free.
No.
So she's been paying people to make her a prisoner. That's my take on the whole thing. She's been paying people very well to keep her a prisoner. So that's
and not
my
of her
whole
own choice.
No, of course not. So anyway,
they're spending her money.
We're gonna keep you posted on what's going on. Hashtag free Britney. We'll fight you for it.
Well, it's official. Jerry O'Connell is replacing Sharon Osbourne on The Talk.
You know what? I heard that rumbling yesterday. Okay.
I don't know why.
He hosts the syndicated version of Pictionary. Remember that game show with Bert Convy back in the day? Back in the 90s, I think it was? Yeah. So they've renewed it. I've seen it on TV here in Los Angeles at, like, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, this will be interesting, I'm sure. Yeah. I won't watch it because I've never watched it.
Have you ever watched The Talk?
No.
I mean, or The View?
No.
Or The Chew?
No.
I watched The Kitchen.
Or The Mew. Or The Pew.
I watched The Kitchen. I don't think it's the same thing, is it? The Kitchen
on
Food Network?
No, that's different.
No, I know. But I'm just saying.
instead of
it's
topics,
an ensemble talking, show. I mean, you know.
Well, instead of talking about crap, they're talking about recipes.
There you
food,
go. See, yeah,
which is
and they
far
actually
more
share
own.
Sometimes in making and building of an item on the kitchen.
Yes,
they do. You know, GZ will do one part, and Sonny will do one part. Then they'll pass it over to Jeff, and Jeff will like he'll zhuzh it up. So there you go.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry. Jerry O'Connell, married to Rebecca Romaine for all these many years. They have twins, right?
He used to be married to...
Rebecca Romaine used to be married to John Stamos. Okay, get your stuff right.
Yes.
Okay, all right. All right. We're better. All settled.
Now, Jerry came out to be welcomed to the group, and he is the first male to host...
I hope he's got his estrogen shots. I don't think he's going to last very long.
I know.
You know, I think they're going to, I think they're going to do
spit him out.
Like growing up in a house full of sisters, and you're the only brother. You're going to get picked on. They're going to put makeup on you, Jerry. They're going to do your hair and make you dress up, man.
Oh, that's
That's what happens. That's what happens when you're raised with sisters.
Well, the announcement was made yesterday at the head of the show.
Yeah.
And so then he came out to be welcomed. And he is the first male to he's the first male to hold the position full time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so although he's been a frequent guest host in the past.
Yeah.
He's going to join, let's see, who is on there? Amanda Klutz.
Yeah.
Elaine Welteroth.
Yeah.
Cheryl Underwood.
I know her.
And Carrie Ann Inaba.
Yeah. Okay, what happened to Chin?
And then he said...
Julie Chin, did she quit?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she quit. She's still on Big Brother.
Yeah. Oh, I thought she quit that too.
No, yeah. I see the ads on Facebook. She's still on Big Brother.
Well,
I
want to say...
I don't watch the talk.
I think I remember why, but I have to confirm.
But I thought
sources.
That the more interesting thing was when Sarah Gilbert was on the talk.
Yeah.
And Sharon Osbourne. And why do they... I mean, you know what? I get it. It's like... Okay, Sharon Osbourne, I'm not going to call her a racist, but she made some alleged slurs. So you slap her around a little bit, you take away some pay, and you leave her on there because it was good for the show to keep her on. Not the potentially racist slurs, but her energy. Jerry O'Connell's just going to be a, "Hi, ladies, how you doing? Can I get you anything? Let's do that eyeshadow thing again that we did on Tuesday." I thought it looked really good.
Oh, don't do
that.
Can
you do my
good
nails,
grief.
Too?
Oh, my gosh. Look at your stereotyping women now.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you are.
Nah. It's brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters.
Nope, that's not what you're doing.
They should have Halle Berry as a host. And then she could have a segment where she kicks all of their asses. I like that. And then shows off her latest couture. See, it's all about stuff. All right, more Who Cares coming your way tomorrow. I know you can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I personally can't wait.
Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.